Extreme Bits.
This is Extreme Bits.
You're listening to Extreme Bits.
Bah. What the hell?
Hey.
Hello.
Why are we getting some crazy feedback tonight?
You have the speaker up.
Usually that doesn't do it, though. What can you do? I guess we'll have to turn down the speaker for now.
Yeah. It's Extreme Bits.
All right. Welcome to the big show.
Big show.
How's everybody doing? We are here.
Are you asking us or are you asking the listeners?
I don't know. How are
good
you
good question.
How are you? Let's start with Chris.
No complaints here. I'm doing good.
Okay.
Eddie?
No complaints, I guess. Yeah. More of the same.
It's a no-complaint show.
I guess, Jason, no complaints from you either?
No.
Except about...
None to speak of.
Except, did you guys hear about the whole astrology thing? What's going on?
Yeah, that's, you know, can I talk about that, actually?
Okay.
Yeah, that's all bullshit.
What does it say?
Well, let's say what it is first, Chris.
Yeah, well,
because Jason doesn't even know what it is. Why don't you explain what it is to Jason?
I'm going to.
Go ahead.
I was going to. What are you doing?
No, why don't you go ahead and explain it to
Well,
him?
Astrologically speaking, like the astronomically speaking, like your sign, your birth sign or whatever, the zodiac and shit, like it isn't what, like, due to some funky astronomy thing, like, the sign you think you are isn't the sign you are. Like, it's all, like, pushed back a month or something. So, but, like, it doesn't...
But it's bullshit. It's all bullshit.
Like, it's in the news for some reason, but, like, astronomers have known about this for, like, 500 years. I don't know why it's in the news all of a sudden.
Because it was a viral thing that it started in some small, like, local newspaper in some podunk town. And somebody posted it on Facebook or Twitter, and then it just spiraled out of control, and it became, like, a social disease.
Yeah.
A viral thing.
A viral infected country.
So your zodiac sign is actually a month...
Well, that's what everybody was saying, and everybody on like Facebook and Twitter is like, "Oh my God, I'm a Taurus now!"
No, strictly speaking, it hasn't changed,
but it hasn't changed
because I mean, where the sun was when you were born or whatever, that's not your sign, but you're still the sign you think you are because like astronomers don't recognize the change or something. I don't know.
Well, I'm still a Leo because I'm right at the beginning of that sign. So if it's pushed back a month, then...
Then you'd be right at the beginning of the sign right before Leo.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, seriously. Really, who gives a shit? It's all... Like, astrology's bullshit to begin with.
I don't know. I gotta say,
Do you believe in astrology? Do you read your horoscope every day?
I don't.
Do you believe in Chinese fortune cookies?
You know, I've seen some pretty insightful shit in those things.
And have
don't knock the fortune cookie, boy.
They're insightful, but they never come true.
You know, it's not really about a fortune. Words of wisdom.
Is it?
It is. It is.
And you take those to heart. Just like you do your astrology sign.
I guarantee you, as soon as he's done eating that cookie, he does not think about what the fucking piece of paper said.
Yeah. I'd say you're right. What's your point?
But you follow your sign, though, Chris? You regularly look at astrology?
No, I don't look at my horoscope, but like the personality characteristics or whatever.
But have you ever read personality characteristics for a sign that's not your own, and somehow it describes you as well?
It's all about interpretation.
Exactly. That's why I like it.
Because
I'm not taking it serious.
No, you are.
It kind of sounds like you are just a little bit.
I think it's interesting. I identify with my sign. I do. I mean, it's...
What's your sign?
I'm a Scorpio.
He's my best
The coolest
friend.
Sign of all.
No way, Leo is.
Fuck that.
Fuck you. A Scorpio?
Damn straight.
weird.
What's so great about a Scorpio? Just because you're a Scorpion?
It sounds like a type of cancer.
It says we're... Ah. Cancer is a type of cancer.
Oh!
Oh!
Hey-o.
Scorpios are dark and mysterious, and that's awesome. So I like it.
Is that why you try to be dark and mysterious?
I am dark and mysterious, son.
No, you read it as a child, and you've been trying to reach that fulfillment.
I am dark and mysterious.
That's why you wear trench coats.
Yeah.
Then you hide in alleyways when pry on little girls that walk by.
Now, if your sign said that you would be enthusiastic and open-minded and not shy, then you would be that. But now you're dark and mysterious.
Yeah. How about that? Look,
it's all bullshit.
You take what you like and you leave the rest. That's my thing. It's just for fun.
So it's basically like just a little bit of an ego boost for you?
Sure, actually, yeah.
Okay, so when you find a girl, do you, like, first date, do you go up to her and say, what's your sign? I need to make sure we're compatible first.
No, but I'm always tempted to.
Well, if you use Match.com, what's the website where you type in all those questions? eHarmony?
Oh, yeah. I got rejected by eHarmony.
Yeah, but how long ago?
That's rough. I don't know. A year or two ago.
Why'd you get rejected? Years ago.
I don't know. Haven't you ever seen those eHarmony commercials where, like, we don't accept all users. We only take the users we know who we can match to users.
Then you came up with...
And they're like, we're sorry. We cannot successfully match you at this time.
You know why?
Like, what the fuck?
No.
Fuck you.
That's depressing.
You know why? You're a Scorpio.
Could be.
Dark and mysterious. They don't like that. Mm. You're a creeper.
Yeah.
But that's like the worst thing to do to somebody who's really lonely. They go to that website.
Yeah.
And they spend like 2 hours filling out a goddamn website. And then it says, oh, I'm sorry. You're going to be a loser for the rest of your life. Kill yourself.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's kind of rough.
That is rough.
Well, I mean, that's basically...
No, I mean, it was kind of rough. But that was rough, too.
How'd you take it? Did you like...
cry?
Did you get depressed?
No, I was pissed. No. I was like, what the fuck? I just spent all this time? Fuck you. Fuck you.
Now, do you think if you went back with the same information, just changed your questions or answers or whatever, would they accept you, or do you think they barred you?
I think they barred me.
You got barred.
That sucks. Scorpios. Life's rough for a Scorpio.
Mm. We could take...
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still here, aren't I? 26 years without a suicide. All right.
All right.
I like those odds.
You think you're going to try going back to eHarmony anytime again?
No, fuck that set.
What about Match?
No, I'm on OKCupid. It's free and it's...
What's it called?
OKCupid.
Now,
I used that for a little while when I was single.
How's that working out?
It's going okay. I had a date with a girl a couple weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Rachel.
Last name?
I don't know.
Social Security.
Are you friends on Facebook?
No, I haven't added her.
Did she try adding you?
What's that?
Did she try adding you?
She contacted me, yeah.
She's
like, this guy's dark and mysterious.
Yeah.
He must be a Scorpio.
I am wearing the fedora in my profile pic. Probably cinched it.
You're probably nude in the fedora.
Your cock's in one hand.
Peeper in the other. That's how I roll, yo.
Okay, so did you wear the fedora on your first date?
I didn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Should have. Trench coat?
I think you've been dying to see me in this.
And only this.
No trench coat. It was pretty fucking cold that day. I wore like my ski coat.
Okay, so where'd you go on your first date?
It was Starbucks date.
Okay.
Now, what did you guys, what did she order and what did you order?
I got just regular coffee.
Okay.
Nice move.
Because since I used
You're not pretentious.
Yeah, that's not pretentious.
Yeah, thank you.
Actually, pretentious people usually do get the dark coffee. From working there, I can kind of pinpoint what type of person it is. So pretentious hipster, that's what Chris is because he got the dark coffee.
I'm just like, give me a coffee.
Just regular coffee.
Yeah.
Either businessmen or like cops or pretentious hipsters who get the dark
coffee. I'm not a hipster and I get regular coffee.
Maybe you are one. You don't know. Because that's what you get there.
What do you get?
I get that too. And you guys call me a hipster. It's close.
Maybe we just have good taste.
Maybe.
I feel like we're outgrowing the word hipster. Anyway, going back.
Okay, then what did she get?
Hipster doesn't mean anything. I don't really remember what she got. I don't know.
Was it like a Frappuccino?
It wasn't a frap.
Some latte?
I think it was a latte or something.
A chai?
It wasn't a frap. It wasn't a
whatever.
Frap. Jeez.
A Frappuccino?
Why should I have to say Frappuccino?
Okay, when you saw her, were you attracted?
I was more attracted than when I just saw her picture. Like, I wasn't so sure, but, like, I wasn't really attracted. Like, I could kind of go either way.
When you saw her, did you get a tingling feeling in your pants?
On a chub scale, actually. Where was your chub at?
I was at a zero.
Zero?
So it was actually inside of your abdomen.
No, that's negative.
Oh.
Yeah, it didn't withdraw inside of me. That would have been a bad sign.
Did it look like a raisin? Is that what
probably.
It was?
Probably.
So he wasn't looking at his penis, so yeah. He doesn't know what it looked like.
Yeah.
Next time you go on a date, you should have your hand in your pocket and be gauging this the whole time.
For the show.
If you get a rise at all.
We need to hear about that.
We need to know on the chub scale. That's what I'm calling this, the chub scale.
How long did you guys hang out there at Starbucks?
It was a couple hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you guys make out?
No.
Did you kiss?
No.
Hug?
Yeah.
Oh.
Any touching besides that when you guys were drinking
humping?
Coffee?
No physical contact. No, yeah. Not really.
And what happened after your first date? Did you guys talk more?
Well, the thing was that she said she was leaving for LA over Christmas. This was back mid-December, like right after I got out of classes.
Uh-huh.
And so she's been gone over the holiday and she just got back and then she said she had people in town. And then she got in touch and she said, well, my schedule's cleared up. Let's send something up. Call me. And then I've been kind of procrastinating.
Like a Scorpio truly does.
Yeah. Yep. But
typical Scorpio.
Yeah.
Yeah. I sent her an email to kind of apologize. I hadn't called yet. And I'm like, what's a good time to call you? And that's where I'm at.
She's eating it up.
Mm.
Good
moves. Should we call her on the show?
Ooh,
and,
we should.
Set this up.
No, that sounds like a bad idea.
Hey, no, but Eddie.
Yeah.
Well, he can call her, but we promise, I swear, we will not say anything.
Yeah, what if we don't say
you
anything?
You just talk to her.
No, we should do this. That's not going to happen.
Why not? Come on.
I don't know. Not going to lie. Like to kind of prepare before the call.
Let's do that. Let's prepare for the call.
No, I feel like that's a lot of pressure.
There's no pressure.
Oh, no pressure.
Yeah, there's
not. No, you're here. Like,
no, it's just because we have 2 hours to fill.
You know who you remind you know who you remind me of?
Who's that?
I watched an episode of Seinfeld the other day, and George Costanza did this very thing.
George.
Where a girl invited him upstairs for coffee at midnight, and he's like, nah, that'll keep me awake all night.
Yeah, I remember that one.
And then the next day, he's beating himself up, and he tells Elaine and Jerry to get out of Jerry's apartment so he can make the call. He didn't want anyone watching while he made the call. You're a Costanza.
I am a Costanza. I've known that for a long time, buddy. And you know what? I'm cool with that.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you're not going to do this? You're not going to give her a call on the air?
No, I don't think so.
He's going to Costanza.
What if you got a little liquored up? What if we made you get a little liquored up?
Shots?
Well, I got to drive in a little bit. I have plans after the show, so I got to drive.
Oh, important man.
Yeah.
Well.
Man of the town.
That's still no excuse.
Man of the people.
Not to call her. We can rig it up so it looks like it's even coming from your phone number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could three-way call and we won't be around. We'll just have it on mute.
Yeah, what if you called the show?
And you can walk outside and not see us.
And it's like we're not even there. We'll
never say anything.
It's a little early in the relationship to allow my friends to eavesdrop on our private conversations, isn't it?
No, actually, this is when you do it. You don't do it later on.
No, that'd be creepy.
I could see his point.
But do you
think there's anything a future?
No, actually.
Well, yeah, then what
I'm
do
not
you
really
mean?
Worried.
If this isn't a chick you really like, you don't see a future.
He just wants pussy.
That's not gonna.
I don't think she'd be into that. Like, I think it would just make things complicated. There could be a future there. I'm not really seeing it, but
I don't think it would
I'm gonna just take it like one date at a time.
How would that make
it? I'll give it a second date and I'll see where I'm at, kind of thing.
Go to Denver.
I might actually be like, you know what, you're a nice girl, but
Go to dinner.
Yeah, that's tough. She says she's gluten free.
You're vegetarian.
Yeah, and I'm vegetarian, so that's
go to Garbanzo's.
I don't know. Is there gluten-free shit there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a pretty good idea.
There you go.
So is the call not going to happen? Are you going to disappoint the audience?
Yeah, I don't think that call's happening.
Don't disappoint. Hey, Scorpio. Dark and mysterious.
Exactly. No, I'm dark and mysterious. Why do I want people listening in on me? I got to leave some mystery.
No, you're dark and mysterious to her.
Yeah. And then later on, it would be intriguing to her if she found out she was on the radio during
that. You know what would be really awesome is if we were just whispering like nothing. And she's like, what's that? Nothing. And next time you see her wear eyeliner or whatever, be dark.
Just like Chris Angel.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm a mind freak, baby.
A pentagon or whatever they call it.
Pentagram.
Pentagram, yeah.
Pentagon.
Pentagon.
Pentagram.
Is, yeah. That was one of those things.
Yeah.
See, I'm not hip with the...
The Chris Angel gear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could be a mind freak.
Yeah, when you call her up, say, you just got mind freaked.
No, mind fucked. I'm a mind fuck.
Anytime you finish a conversation with her, say, you just got mind freaked.
I like fucked.
Bar out.
Bar in and out. And snap. Snap your fingers.
You know, my boss says the weirdest shit to chicks on the phone. And you got to try some of these lines. He gets away with it because of his delivery, I think. Like, he'll just call up a chick and he'll be like, yo, mind if I come over later and smash that? And then the chick just laughs. She's like, okay.
It depends on the girl, though.
All of them.
And then, yeah, because they're all sluts.
And then right in front of me, yeah. I was in my boss's office, and like one of his bitches came over and brought him lunch. And then she was sitting down on his couch, and I was in there because we were having a meeting. And then there's a Kama Sutra in his office for some reason. So then she started flipping through it, and then my boss is all like, go ahead and tear a page out of that, because that's what we're doing later. And she's just like...
Was she hot?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, this is something that not normal guys can get away with. But Chris, you should try some of these lines. Like, just call her up and say, hey...
You just said this is not something those guys can get away with. Yeah, but you should try it, Chris, because it'll be funny to see you get, like...
No, because I want you to be
rejected
one of,
or,
want you
like,
to be one
get
of those
some
guys.
Chick pissed.
I want you to be one of those guys.
I don't
want
to be one of those guys. You're trying to turn me into something I don't want.
I don't know. I remember a time when you dry humped some chick at a bar you just met.
What? The hell are you talking about?
Ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You're not that guy. You're not that guy, huh? That wasn't you.
She was, you know, well, okay.
Yeah, you're that guy.
So look, she was on me. If they come heavy on me, then I won't turn it down. You know, but I'm not going to be the guy who's
coming
acting creepy. If they act creepy, then I'll act creepy too. But I'm not going to act creepy first because that's creepy.
He likes girls who are freaks.
I like freaks.
Yeah. So well, if you're a freak
the
and you're listening.
The kind you don't take home to mother.
If you're a freak and you're listening, contact Chris.
Yeah.
All you got to say, Chris.
I'm into some weird shit.
He'll shit on your chest.
Chocolate taco?
Mm.
Choco taco. Yeah, Chris, but next time you talk to her on the phone, just say, yo, I'm going to come over later and smash up on that.
But make sure... The
damn, girl, I will wreck you. I will wreck that. You won't poop right for weeks, bitch.
Exactly. There you go.
Oh, man. Yeah. There you go.
Billy Bob Thornton did it on Bad Santa. He said that.
Yeah.
He was Bad Santa, though.
Yeah. Maybe you should be Bad Santa next year.
Heather Graham is hot. She wasn't in that, was she?
Who's Heather Graham? Oh.
Yeah, the chick from...
Yeah, but she is hot. But
no,
she
that
is
was
hot.
Her. That was the
no.
girl, isn't it?
Yeah.
No.
That was some other
chick. That wasn't her.
Chick. Nah, I think it was her.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. Well said, sir.
You're listening to Extreme Bits. I'll trippin' and you'll hurt yourself and...
All right. It's Extreme Bits Radio Show, 888-99. Adobe is the phone number. And, man, we had a hell of a show last week, that's for sure.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Man, that was a crazy show.
It was a hostile show.
It was a hostile show. if you missed that show, you can download the podcast at extremebits.com. But it just got really hostile in the studio. There were some bad vibes going on, and I must say that I don't know if any of us have ever been as pissed as Jason got last week
at each other.
Yeah, we've all gotten pissed on.
Pissed on
at the show.
I've never been pissed on, dude.
I've been pissed on a couple times.
I don't know what kind of freaky things you want girls doing to you, but hey. Well,
those shows where you guys didn't make it to Rob's, we just peed on each other the whole time.
I could see that.
Yeah. Like, what are we gonna do? Oh, let's pee on each other.
Sword fight.
And if you missed it last week, hey, Jason, have you heard this audio yet? The audio of you quitting the show last week.
No, I don't want to hear it. Not tonight.
Don't bring him down.
You got to trust me on this. You got to hear this.
Was it good?
Don't pick the scab.
No, I'm not trying to pick a scab, but
do I sound like just a jackass?
No, you don't. I don't know. Just listen.
From where I was last week, it was just kind of a surprise. Yeah, it caught me off guard.
Okay.
I'm not doing this to try to rub salt in the wounds. Really, there's a point to this. Let's check out Jason quitting last week on the show.
I just don't like. What do you want me to say? I wish I made more money. I wish I could fucking have a computer at home. I could go on consistently.
Jason, your poverty is really killing extreme.
No, seriously.
Bits.
What the fuck do you want me to do? You're pissing me off.
As far as what?
No, shut the fuck up.
As far as what?
No, I don't have.
Do you remember this?
Damn,
game?
No. Fucking computer to get on.
Okay, you don't have a computer to get on.
What do you want me to do? Fucking do it over the phone?
Sure.
Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, I don't get to go home and go on the internet leisurely on my own fucking time because I have nothing to do it on. Well, but you fucking blame me for it.
I'm not blaming you for that. At this point, he stood up. Me for his shit. But then he left the studio.
Yeah, you can hear the door in the background.
You're listening to Extreme Bits.
Then Chris trying to not be awkward. Although he was very awkward. Hi, you're on the air. It's Extreme Bits. Okay, never mind. But
I want to hear the reaction. Did you guys say anything after?
No, that was my after. Like, yeah, Eddie and I were quiet for a second, and I'm like, let's get us off the air. You're listening to Extreme Bits, Eddie.
I
sound
like a jackass, I think.
It kind of sounds like you're being a diva, but you weren't, because there's actually a lot leading up to that on the show.
There was. Yeah.
And it's funny that we can play that just 1 week later and laugh at it, although tensions were running very high. Is that what you say?
Yeah.
Tensions were running high?
Yeah.
This didn't sound right to me. But anyways, so that's what happened last week. But I was listening to that when I was doing the podcast, and it reminded me of something that happened.
Was it Rob?
No.
Was it me again?
Yeah, you reminded me of somebody, Jason.
Me?
Yeah, you reminded me of somebody.
No, I remind you of me?
No, you remind me of somebody else.
Oh, it better not be a chick.
It's
going to be a chick.
Just listen to this.
It's going to be a chick. Don't do it.
Just listen.
Oh, shit. Don't talk over me, dude.
Are you professional or not?
We did bring stuff tonight, and you didn't like it.
Stay off the fucking set, man.
This is the first show that
you're working on. With working on.
Think for one fucking second.
We did bring shit to the table.
Like in the middle of the show.
I don't have a computer to do this.
You're unfucking believable.
I'm sorry. I'm poor.
No.
I'm sorry.
No!
Sorry.
No!
Shut the fuck up.
No, shut the fuck up.
I wish I made more money.
Oh, good for you.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What don't you fucking understand?
No, I don't have a fucking computer to get on.
Hey, it's fucking distracting.
What are you gonna do? Fucking do it over the phone?
You wouldn't have done that otherwise.
Because I have nothing to do it on.
Give me a fucking answer.
Wait, what? You fucking blame me for it.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
What the fuck do you want me to do?
You're unfucking believable.
Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, I don't get to go home.
What the fuck are you doing?
Fucking blame me for it.
Fucking kick your fucking ass.
I'm not blaming you for that. I'm not blaming you for your shit. Yeah, so...
Damn you, Christian Bale.
You and Christian Bale have a lot in common. Yeah.
So
what was that, Terminator? That's on the set of Terminator where he blew up.
Yeah.
I have yet to see that movie. I'm not going to tell him that. Because God knows what he would do to me.
You know, okay. I'm going to flip out on you.
Okay.
For Christian, because we're...
For Christian, yeah.
Yeah, we're friends.
So you guys must have planned that.
You should do the rest. You should do the rest of the show in your Batman voice.
I should be his writer.
You should.
You're gonna be a stunt double.
Do you think subconsciously or whatever I took that from him?
Maybe. Maybe next time you can be his body double when he's gonna blow up on the set of his next movie. Instead of him getting angry and getting bad press, you just step in.
Our good friend.
What the fuck are you doing?
Our good friend Jason's going to be in Batman 3. Look for that.
But yeah. But it's weird, though. We got a lot of response on last week's show because people just love the negative shit. You know, we could have the best show in the world that's funny as hell, but nobody responds to us on Facebook.
It wasn't even to us. It was the Zach and Guns.
Well, yeah, it was mostly to that, but there were a couple, one or two comments about just how we had a lot of issues on the show. I think they were referring to just there's a lot of fighting on last.
It was good
show.
Radio.
It was good radio.
It
yeah,
was wrong.
It was a good show last week. It was pretty crazy, to say the least. But so it's the Extreme Bits Radio Show, Chris. I'm going to throw it to you now.
Cool. I was watching the news the other night, and...
You heard about the shooting in Tucson. That was all over the news.
Ouch. No, some guy in Seattle who dresses like a superhero, and he's actually a vigilante. He dresses up like a superhero and goes out. Like, he, like, confronted some, I don't know, who the fuck... But he, like, got the shit beat out of him, and, like, he had a gun to his head, and he was almost murdered.
It's like that one movie.
What? Yeah.
What's that superhero movie where the kid dresses up and...
Kick-Ass?
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
I like that movie a lot.
I didn't see it.
But the Seattle police said it wasn't actually illegal for him to do that.
It's illegal?
It's not illegal.
For him to do what?
To
dress up in a costume and go, like, patrol for crime.
How could it be illegal?
That's not illegal?
Neighborhood watches do it.
Yeah.
You should do that on next week's show, Chris.
You have a trench
coat. I'm good.
You just walk around.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, really? What the fuck's going on, guys?
Who's this? What's your name?
Hey, this is the first time I found this channel. What's going on with this thing? Why are you guys cussing?
Why are we cussing? That's what we
Where's
do.
Where's this shit from?
That's what we
Stop
do.
Stop cussing.
Who is this?
Is it?
What's your name? Where are you listening?
It's Rick.
Rick, where do you live?
Rick from Tomorrow.
So what do you think about Jason getting angry?
From where?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Tomorrow, Washington.
From Washington.
Oh, okay. Where are you guys at?
Are you with the superhero vigilante who almost died?
Is that state or D.C.?
No. You're thinking somebody else. Where are you guys at?
we're in Denver. Now, what did you think of Jason getting angry earlier? What are you going to contribute to the discussion?
Gideon?
Did you have anything to say?
About what, Jason Gideon?
Yeah, Jason Gideon, whoever the fuck that is. What do you think of Jason?
What the fuck are you talking about?
What do you think about Jason Gideon? Whoever the fuck Jason Gideon
what
is.
What kind of last name's Gideon?
He's Gideon. The guy on the TV show I'm watching.
Yeah. Go ahead. Tell us about the TV show you're watching, because that's what we're talking about on the show.
It's some stupid shit. No, where are you guys at, though? What state are you guys in?
D.C.
D.C.? Oh, really? Fuck, all right, no. I'm in Washington, so.
Actually, we're in Denver, but
I don't know.
Denver,
I was going to say.
Oh, that's really fucking nice.
You already said Denver, and I thought maybe he didn't know what state that was in.
No, the state of Denver. That's where we were at.
Yeah. No, not Colorado.
It's like D.C. It's like... It's a
I'm
district.
Not very smart, though, but that's okay.
Oh. Well,
yeah, don't let people get you down about that, dude.
What's your IQ?
It's about 12, I think. Maybe 13.
Is that a joke?
No. Actually, yeah, it is.
Oh.
I don't get it.
No.
You want to try
it? Actually, I got a brain tumor, so I'm not very smart, so.
You're pretty smart because you're watching TV and listening to radio. That's pretty good.
Yeah, you got a lot of balls
you
in there.
So?
Yeah, you know, your IQ has to be at least like
though,
a 52 or 53.
And you called on the phone, that's at least another 10 points.
You knew how to push buttons.
In sequence.
Exactly, I'm pretty smart, actually.
Good job.
And you can read.
So, well, hey, you guys have a good night, whatever.
Thanks, dude.
Hey, so tell me, oh, you got,
all
right. I think we offended him.
See, that's why we don't get callers, because we're just dicks to him.
Yeah. Haven't we talked about this before?
Well, you know, really.
Not to harass the callers?
No. The callers we get anymore are just not together.
I mean, like, why couldn't he call in and talk about what we were talking about or have something to
contribute?
That's
what I mean, though. He just
calls in and is like, oh, my God.
I'm on the radio.
There's people on the other end of the phone for once when I dial a number.
I have friends.
Whoa. You know? If you're going to call in, just have something to say about what we're talking about. It's really all we ask.
You know what I really ask for?
Probably why we don't have listeners, too.
I want to hear
one thing not to have callers, but then they stop listening.
I want to hear people say, hey, I love your show. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, that's
the first thing. And then go into what you want to talk about.
Exactly. That's what callers from now on, you call in. First thing you say is, I've been listening a long time. I love the show. You guys were hilarious last week.
Long time listener.
Yeah.
Long time first time.
Yeah.
So about what you were just talking about, here's my comment about that.
Got to stroke our egos. We're maniacs.
If you don't stroke our egos...
Fragile maniacs.
We are fragile maniacs, okay? If you don't stroke our egos, we're going to get upset. And we get upset...
We storm off in a rage.
Yeah.
We pull
Christian Bales.
Or Jason's.
Yeah. Or Jason's. Yeah. So seriously, if you're going to call in 888-99-IDO, we just have something relevant to say.
We've been
talking about a lot of different things tonight.
Yeah.
The Zodiac thing.
Chris is
brought up some stories. Chris is dating.
Stories.
We had a lot of stories we were talking about tonight. And then you call in, and then you just are surprised that we answer the phone. And that's the extent of the conversation.
Where are you? Who is this?
Oh, my God. Where are you?
Where are you?
All right, let's try it with this guy. Hello, Extreme Bits.
You are on the air, sir. Hello.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
You a bad boy!
Sorry about that. Sorry, a little something in the background going on there. What's going on? What's your name, sir?
My name is El Doogie.
Sorry, what was that? I think we might have a bad connection.
No, he's just stuttering, I think. Sir, how are you?
I'm fine, man. How are you doing?
What can we do for you?
I hear laughing.
How you doing?
Now, were you listening to what we were saying earlier? When you call in, you have to first compliment us and then talk about what we were talking about. Did you hear that?
Oh, no, I wasn't. But I will compliment you. Might I say you have a very lovely voice.
All right, I can't stand listening to that guy anymore. I had to hang up on him.
Sorry, friend. We had a bad connection.
Sorry. I think the bad connection was in your brain. But when you call in... What you do is you compliment the show.
First and foremost. Then say your name.
Say your name, where you're from. And then you talk about what we're talking about.
Something relevant.
Have a comment.
See, Eddie, what I was trying to do there, I was like, we might have had a bad connection. And then you went and insulted the listener.
Well,
Chris should be the screener.
You are slowly taking these listeners out, like, one by one.
Well, I heard somebody laughing in the background, too, and I think that was a prank call, and I don't like prank calls.
Not on this show.
Well, that was a shitty prank call. All he did was call and say hi.
Why are you being mean to the caller, Chris?
You know, if that was a prank call, that was the worst prank call of all time.
I don't know.
Because there was no pranking going on.
You got some really bad ones in your day.
Yeah, well, that one was worse. At least I went somewhere with something.
Hi, my name's John Mike, and I was...
All right, let's try it with another caller. Hello, Extreme Bits.
So,
okay, what do you do, first thing?
I don't do anything.
You... Compliment.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he was. That was really good.
That was rude, sir.
Hi, you're on the air, Extreme Bits. We can hang up on people too.
Hello.
What? Hello.
First thing you do. What do you do?
Compliment y'all on what y'all talking about.
All right. Go ahead and compliment us.
I forgot what I was complimenting about. I just want to talk.
No, first thing you do is say, hey, you guys. All right.
I think maybe us telling people
Christ almighty.
I think us telling people what to do is opening ourselves up for this kind of shit.
Yeah, I know. Well, we just want people to call it and compliment us and then talk about
something. God damn you guys. Don't you care?
Are all of our listeners and callers meth addicts?
I think so.
What's going on?
They're all on meth. They're all toothless and on meth and in trailers.
How do they have internet?
They're stealing it from the government.
I don't know.
Ouch.
Eddie's a racist. Eddie hates white people.
I just mean they're on welfare.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. Nobody has an IQ. Nobody can compliment us tonight.
That's why we're funny to them.
I guess so. You know, what can you do?
Maybe we need to smarten up our humor.
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Chris, this is your forte.
Some celebrity gossip.
Forte, that's good.
Yeah, see?
See
what
good
doing?
Job.
See
I like that. Doing? Yeah, I do.
It is your forte, Chris.
Oh, we should do like Sesame Street.
Hello?
Hello?
All right, we have to check in with our entertainment reporter real quick, Chris, before we get smart.
No problem.
We now go live to L.A. Crystal Schwiegel is our entertainment reporter, and she is on the air. Hello, Crystal.
Hey there. How's it going?
You are on the air.
What do you do first?
What do I do first with what?
I don't think she's been listening to the show.
First thing you do is compliment us.
I've been listening to the show, but I'm not a caller, so you can't apply those rules to me.
Anybody on the phone with us has to compliment first.
What I am going to say is I'm still a Virgo, so whatever.
All right, you're still a Virgo, but now you're in L.A. and you have some entertainment news, right?
Sure, if that's what you want to call it.
I thought you had some entertainment news for us, and that's why we're talking.
You know that chick from Napoleon Dynamite with the side ponytail?
Yeah, I remember her.
No,
you know, Majorino, I think her name is. Majorino or something.
I don't know who the actress is, but I know who you're talking about.
What's her name?
Yeah, I saw her at the Foxy. That's her name, Tina Majorino.
So is that your report? You saw someone at a club?
She was hanging out with the band guy who was taking pictures of stuff.
How's Andy Dick?
Yeah, what else is going on in the world of Andy?
Okay, Andy Dick went to the AVNs this weekend, and he got thrown out because he was groping Tara Patrick and a drag queen. So, you know, I'm right up there with Tara Patrick and drag queens, since he was also groping me before.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the latest on Andy.
Andy Dick's got problems.
The latest on David Arquette, though, is he might have depression, although I saw him doing drugs at the Roosevelt. It's not for drugs.
All right, you saw David Arquette doing drugs. That's pretty good.
Yeah, remember when I told you about that before or not?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you haven't told the audience about... That's pretty good entertainment news.
Yeah.
You saw David Arquette...
I told the audience that before, I think.
What kind of drugs are we talking about? Like some coke or like shooting up something?
No, not like that. Like other ingesting things.
Like a pipe?
Is he doing a little meth? Like our listeners?
Your listeners are meth heads?
Yeah, we've established that.
A couple of them. Like this one. Hi, gentlemen. Are you a meth head? Sir?
They've called before.
What are you talking?
No answer. I'm going to take that as a yes.
That is a yes if you don't answer. Somebody just called in. Recognize
the numbers.
So, Crystal, that's your entertainment report live from Hollywood. You saw David Arquette do some drugs.
Andy Dick hump Tara Patrick and a drag queen.
You saw that chick with the sideways ponytail.
Any other news?
Live.
I saw Linda Hunt walking around my neighborhood.
Who the hell is Linda
Hunt? I don't
even
know who the fuck that is.
Is that your neighbor?
If you Googled her, you would know who she is. She's really, really short, and she's old, and she looks kind of like a monkey, and she's in a lot of movies. And she's like the voice for a lot of things too.
Oh, okay. I know who exactly who you're talking about.
That's
now,
a chick
actually.
From Problem Child.
She was the principal in Problem Child.
Yeah. Yeah. She's so super short.
So the principal from Problem Child walks around your neighborhood. That's a little frightening.
Yeah.
That's some good entertainment news. What else is going on there in the land of entertainment?
I don't know. I saw another actress at Ross, the clothing store. you know, where people shop for discounts. It was, but it was some actress. I know she's been in movies. She's always the mom, but I don't know who it is. I'll figure it out later.
Was she the mom in Home Alone?
No.
Was she the mom from Home Improvement?
No.
Was she the mom from Desperate Housewives? One of those moms?
No.
Was it a mom from Family
she's
Matters?
She's blonde, and she had a dude with him. She was ordering. She was ordering this dude around who she had with him. He's like a younger guy.
Oh, she was. Like, she was the mom from Mommies.
Stuff. What?
She was the mom from that old TV show Mommies.
No, no, no. The mom from Growing Pains.
Yes.
Was that her?
No. Is that the one with the retarded kid? What was the name of that show?
It was called 49th Chromosome or something like that.
That's retarded. A lot of chromosomes, dude.
I know.
That kid's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's like 20 more chromosomes than you're supposed to have.
His face after is the where cup. His ass is, and his ass is where his face is supposed to be.
That's Thursday nights weird. On ABC after the Cosby Show. Have you seen Bill Cosby?
Oh.
No, unfortunately, I haven't.
Wouldn't that be awesome if he was actually eating like a Jell-O cup or a pudding cup?
You should carry a Jell-O cup around in your pocket in case you do meet him so he can autograph it for you.
Or to get Bill Cosby to be like, oh, fuck you.
Or in case I want a snack.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a perfect plan.
Just can't lose.
You got to carry that on your person.
I hope you do run into Bill Cosby. That'd be fantastic.
I hope I do, too. That'd be amazing.
You know, Crystal, you're working hard on the beat out there in L.A. We appreciate your efforts.
You're dishing up the gossip.
The dirt.
You saw the principal from Problem Child.
Oh, I also saw.
Are you sure you didn't? Are you sure it wasn't just some short drug addict woman?
Should we be quoting Saw or say stalking?
What's that, Crystal?
I also saw multiple times the dude who won America's Most Smartest Model.
I don't know what
America's most smartest model.
Car.
America's most smartest model.
Yeah.
I would watch that. I would watch that actually. Yeah.
And I've seen him more than once.
And he drives what?
He drives like a piece of shit beater car.
Yeah, not of course. He was on reality TV. Of course he drives a piece of shit car.
He won.
The entertainment gossip never stops with our entertainment reporter on the streets, Crystal. She's getting the scoop, so you don't have to.
Hello?
You are on the air.
I can hear you laughing.
You please tell your friends to shut up so we can have
us.
A conversation.
That was you laughing
that's
in the
us.
Background.
Oh.
He needs to turn his speaker down.
Hi, you're on the air, sir.
Hello?
Yep. You're on the air with our entertainment reporter, Crystal. Do you have a question for her?
You're live.
How's it going in America?
That's true. Okay. Crystal, how is it down in America?
We're staying dry here. How's it going in Australia?
It's been like summer here.
I'm not from Australia, man. But I just keep guessing.
You need to ask her a question about entertainment. She's in L.A.
About entertainment?
She's in Los Angeles, Hollywood.
Well.
Uh-huh. We're waiting.
I don't know. I can't think.
Do you like Mel Gibson?
Not really. Not really. Not really a fan.
How many times have you seen Passion?
What's your favorite film? That's entertainment based.
All right, Crystal, what's your favorite film?
Oh, my favorite film. Maybe the Count of Monte Cristo, because it's a good revenge.
You hipster.
At the end.
You would.
That movie's like old.
The Count of Monte Cristo. You talking about the one from like the 90s?
Yeah, well, the dude totally gets some like sweet revenge. I love it.
Sir, where caller, are you calling from Australia?
No, London.
London.
England.
London.
London, okay. Now, what's the weather like and what's going on?
Yeah, close to Norwich.
Man, you insulted him saying he's from Australia.
I know. Sorry I called you one of your prisoners.
We'll get him back.
Okay.
So what's going on there in London today? What's the word on the street?
Not a lot, really. The word on the street is, well, we've all got funny teeth, apparently, and
you like warm
we all
beer.
Have really strong...
Rise above, rise above the stereotype, bro.
Yeah. That's the problem. That's the problem here. Americans got strange views on us, I think. I suppose we have got strange views of you as well. What do you think of Alex Jones?
About what?
Alex Jones, do you know him?
Oh, Alex Jones.
Broadcaster?
Yeah, why? Yeah. Alex Jones, he's that conspiracy nut, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, why do you think that Alex Jones represents America?
Because are he you doesn't. Alex? Oh, okay.
No, I don't actually.
Okay,
I think
thank
he's
you.
Probably anti-America. But I'm just curious, to ask an American what your opinion is of him.
Honestly, most people don't even.
He's got some strange opinions about America.
Most people don't even know who Alex Jones is. And,
I don't.
I'm not gonna. I don't know who he is.
And the
I
people.
Don't know who he is.
The people who do know who he is think he's full of shit. For the most part.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, he does have a few valid points here and there, and I see what he's trying to do. Like, he's all into, like, the 9/11 conspiracy crap.
He's not very keen on Obama.
He did what to Obama?
He's not very keen on him.
Yeah.
He's got some pretty negative opinions about everything, really.
Yeah, and...
Yeah, I'm not really...
What do you think of Alex Jones?
But we've got David Icke. We've got David Icke. He's also a bit crazy like that.
Right, David Icke.
Oh, yeah, I know that guy.
That guy, is he's English, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's another crazy guy.
And he thinks he's like...
reptilians ruling the world.
Yes, he believes in the reptilians. He thinks that reptilians
That's
live
correct.
In the center of the earth.
I'm a reptilian.
Yeah.
Jason is a reptilian.
Yes.
He's going to write an expose.
How many people listen to this show? To be honest, I didn't even think anyone would answer.
About one.
Just Alex Jones is our only listener.
About 1.5 mil.
Yeah, 1.5 mil usually.
That's global though, so I mean, you divide that by 6 billion.
We only go by region though.
Oh, do we?
Yeah,
I thought that was our global total.
Nah,
that's like regional average.
I have a caller. Hey,
hello.
What's his name? Did we get his name?
English guy.
English guy.
Yeah, what's up?
What's your name?
Danny.
Barney?
I was just sitting Danny. No, Danny.
Danny.
I like Grease Lightning, the film, Danny.
I can't understand English.
His name is his name is Danny, dude.
Danny, do you like warm beer or cold beer?
Do you like your beer warm or cold?
Well, I've been there. Someone do a solo on the trumpet then.
You like to sit on trumpets. He doesn't like beer. He likes to sit on trumpets.
He's not old enough to drink beer.
Now, you drink...
I don't know about that.
You drink your beer warm, right? For the most part. Of course, everybody knows.
No.
You drink it cold?
No, we don't.
Yeah, you do.
Yes.
Don't fucking lie to me, you British bastard.
They just say
wow.
that to you. No. I got it. They say it to Americans, so they drink warm beer, and it's disgusting when it's warm.
You know, I went to England, and I never got warm beer. And I was surprised because I was expecting it. I'm always like, why is this beer cold?
Oh, I have another question for you, Danny.
Not here.
Do you got... Do
over here, we...
Danny.
Over here, we have a bit of a drinking reputation.
Yeah.
Which is pretty true, really.
America, too.
Do you guys have Newcastle there?
Yeah, we do.
Do you like Newcastle?
Yeah. There's a lot of places. I think we've got Norwich as well.
Sorry, we're having a little bit of a language barrier.
I don't understand English.
I don't.
Sorry.
I don't understand English either.
I bet it's a bit different. I bet it's like, hello there, sir. How are you?
Yeah,
that's
a bit
random.
Yeah, talk like our English, not your English.
Wow.
Speak the right language,
please. Should I try and do an American accent?
Yeah, try it.
Give it a shot. I want to hear your take.
Yeah.
Okay, dude, let's go. I'm here.
That's pretty good.
I don't know where I'm from, but is that not too bad, dude?
That sounds like
yeah. That sounds
from,
right.
But
yeah, that's California-ish.
Is that better?
You've been watching too much Miami Vice.
Too much One Tree Hill, I think.
Tris, why don't you try your British accent?
Yeah.
So, how many people do I actually listen to? really. I don't even know what this is.
Let's
just streaming and boring.
Chris is going to do his British accent for you.
How does this sound? I don't know how to do a British accent, really. I mean, I just kind of put strange emphases on the words, kind of. I think I'm doing John Lennon.
I think so, too.
I didn't even know you were doing an accent.
Oh, really? That means it's subtle.
Okay, I have a British accent. Hello, governor!
Shine your shoes. 5 pence a soul.
That's good.
I can sweep the chimney, too.
Well, Danny, thanks for listening to the show. Add us on Facebook, facebook.com/extremebits, X-T-R-E-M-E-B-I-T-Z. Thanks for listening, man. Call in again sometime.
No worries.
That was Danny over there in the United Kingdom interrupting Crystal Schwagel's entertainment e-block.
I like to say across the pond.
Still with us, Crystal?
I sure am.
Cool.
You've just been waiting patiently as your entertainment report got sidelined, but I think you were pretty much done, right?
I think I was pretty much done.
Who do you hope to run into over the next week or before we check in with you next?
Besides Bill Cosby.
I want to see a real legit movie star, but they're probably always hard to come by, you know? I mean, I haven't seen a real big one yet.
Have you seen Jim Carrey yet?
No, I don't really ever want to see him.
What do you have against Jim Carrey?
He's kind of weird.
He's annoying.
What?
He's annoying.
Annoying.
What?
How's he annoying?
Jim Carrey is awesome.
He overacts so bad. He's the biggest overactor.
No, that's just for his comedy roles. If you see him in a drama role, he's a very competent actor. He's really good in Eternal Sunshine.
Who's your favorite actor, Crystal?
I don't even know because I don't watch enough movies to know.
John Cusack.
I was gonna say Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I was gonna say John Cusack. So that's pretty close.
Yeah, we're pretty.
Actually, both of those people really annoy me very bad as well.
Sylvester Stallone.
Dolph Lundgren.
Hey, I heard a good story about Sylvester Stallone.
Wesley Snipes.
Did you bang him in a hotel room on a coke?
Charlie Sheen.
No.
Oh, that's Charlie Sheen.
Did he scream out Adrian during climax?
Yo, no. Coming in your tits! I don't know.
What?
What?
That's probably what he says.
Right.
Wow.
All right, what's your story?
Yeah. One of my friends is friends with a guy that did security for a movie that Sylvester Stallone was working on. And they have headsets, you know? And so there was a speaker in Sylvester Stallone's trailer. And then the food lady, whoever, went in there to give him his lunch. And then the next thing the guy, the security guy, hears on his little headphones, he hears, oh yeah, cup the balls. And so he sat there listening to him getting a blowjob from the lunch lady, basically.
What? Nice.
Damn.
See, now I can tell the story.
Now, when was this? I'm sure Sylvester was married at the time.
This was probably a few years ago.
I can tell the story, and I can say my friend, who has a friend who had a friend, worked security. So the story can keep going.
Right.
Yeah, it totally can.
That's awesome.
I can't do the accent, but you can make the accent be cup the balls and do the accent.
And his mouth is mouth.
Cut the balls. Cut the balls.
Yo, cut the balls.
Cut the balls.
You got to open your mouth halfway. He never opens his mouth.
Cut the balls.
Yeah, see?
Cut the balls.
See that? There you go.
Cut the ball.
You sound like a retard.
He does sound good. Yeah, so that's pretty good Stallone. Yeah.
Anyway, you got a little drool on your face.
That's a good program.
Cut the balls. Cut the balls.
Well, that's pretty good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing the Hollywood Inside scoop.
We'll pass your resume on to TMZ.
Yeah, you're like our Mario Lopez.
You're our, quote, insider. Except you're
That's what I've always aspired to be, Mario Lopez.
Don't worry, you're more douchey, so don't worry.
I only say that because I don't know any of the other names, and I recognize him on commercials.
Mario.
Mario.
Mario Lopez.
Oh, nope, how nope. big would that be to see him? You'd nope. be insider the big. Insider.
No offense, Crystal, but Mario Lopez probably attracts more men than you do. And that's nothing against you. I'm just saying he's that gay.
Wow.
That's probably true, especially here in West Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe by the time we talk to you next, you will have gotten his number, or maybe...
give him a blowjob.
You'll cup his balls.
Just make sure you cup
him. Maybe. I can only hope.
Maybe you can give Sylvester Stallone a beej.
Just make sure you cut. Word of advice to any girl listening who's of the age of having sexual experiences: cup the balls when you give a blowjob, please.
Yeah, that really does make a world of difference.
That's a public service announcement.
That really does make a world. That really, it does. That really, that's the difference between a good blowjob and a excellent blowjob.
Yeah.
Yeah. No such thing as a bad blowjob, really.
Yeah, I mean,
well, unless you're biting down.
Yeah, actually, there can be bad blowjobs.
There is.
But still, it's to have your penis in a woman's mouth is quite enjoyable, no matter the circumstance.
And it's
sure.
enjoyable for the girl to have a penis in their mouth.
Especially when they're sleeping.
you hold their nose first. That's the key to entry.
Hazard.
Hold the nose first, and then you go in because they have to open the mouth.
Right. Right. And you want to tie them up. That way, if they wake up, they're not too frightened. And they don't try to lash out and maybe hit you or something.
Put a mouth guard in so they don't bite down. You got a little bit of support there.
How do you put a mouth guard in and then get a...
Okay. If you don't know how to do it, then you're not ready to do it.
Yeah, it's a trade. It's a trade, and we can't give you the...
I'm glad I'm not ready to rape women in their sleep. That's not a club
rape,
I want to join.
We never said the rape word.
They never
I'm
said
saying
no.
I'm dropping
rape?
The big R.
How is that rape if they don't know?
Right. Words to
if they can't say consider. No, then that's why. Is that date rape then, or what?
No.
If you get them really drunk,
that's called the Julian Assange. You just got WikiLeaked, biatch.
I just WikiLeaked all over your tits.
I swear that never happens.
I hope you see Julian Assange out there in L.A., Crystal.
Yeah, he's in fucking France or something, isn't he?
Well, maybe he'll maybe Crystal will get sexually assaulted.
Wow.
I don't even know who that is.
But you know
WikiLeaks.
Do you know how
she doesn't know what that is?
His charges are for having sex without a condom.
No, that's one of them. The other one is he started having sex with one of the chicks while she was asleep.
Allegedly.
We know what side it is on.
No, well, I think that the government's setting this guy up because
allegedly OJ just stabbed the shit out of his ex-wife in that dude.
Was he found guilty?
Allegedly.
Was he found guilty by his peers?
In civil court.
And OJ wasn't leaking classified documents on a website, pissing off the government left and right.
Oh, so it's all a conspiracy now.
Not a conspiracy, but...
What the shit?
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Is that a mouse you're killing?
Crystal,
that was a mouse.
Not the time to turn on your vibrator. We're trying to have a conversation.
Yeah.
I apologized. I said I was sorry.
Well, if you're sorry, then I accept your apology. Thank you.
We'll let you get to that, Crystal. Thanks for calling in. And
is it a mouse vibrator?
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work over there in L.A.
Oh, will do.
All right. Bye-bye.
Peace Mazel out, tov. Holmes.
Mazel tov.
Hey, Jim. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, this is Steve. Jim, are you there?
Jim?
Yeah?
Hey, how's it going, Steve?
Okay. Steve who?
Hey, Jim, I was just wondering why you didn't invite me to the barbecue this weekend.
I haven't got a barbecue.
Well, we're going to have one over here if you want to come by.
We're
going to have some brats.
We're going to go have it over at Brad's house. You want to come over?
I think you got the wrong number.
No. It's all right, Jim.
This is Jim, right?
Yeah.
Just off of, it's going to be off of Highway 6 by Bar Lake. Jim?
We're going to go fishing, too. Have some beers.
Jim?
Could you bring some potato salad? That's the only thing we don't have, Jim.
I think you're talking to the wrong Jim.
Well, Jim, you're invited. Don't be selfish.
Well, don't make any difference. Who is this?
What kind of beer do you want us to pick up for you?
It's Gary and Steven.
you still got the wrong gym. I don't drink beer.
Well, what do you drink?
Water.
We'll get you some waters. Aquafina.
No, 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 no. Jim likes Arrowhead.
You're listening to Extreme Bits.
From the Excellence in Broadcasting Center, it's Extreme Bits, and yeah, that's what we're going to call the studio from now on, the Excellence in Broadcasting
Center. I feel like we need to change the name a little bit.
Nah, not really, because we use Rush Limbaugh's studio when he's not here.
Yeah, but I don't know if our listeners can follow.
From the golden words. Microphone.
I farted on his golden microphone the other day. No one was around.
Should we call it the Excellence
pretty funny.
In Broadcasting Complex?
So, I was just thinking we should change the campus. Word Excellence.
Superbness.
Superbness?
Superior. The sublimeness superior. In broadcasting.
Superior.
The superior broadcasting mega complex.
You don't mega like sublimeness?
Complex. Sublimeness?
Yeah. Is that a word?
I don't like that word because it's not aggressive. We need an aggressive word like excellence.
That's an aggressive word.
It can, yeah. I think it can be. The Excellence in Broadcasting Center.
Superior means you think you're better than everybody.
The superior.
It's just not as.
I like excellence.
The better than you broadcasting facilities.
That's what it kind of reminds me of when he says excellence in broadcasting. It's like we're better than you. We're better than anybody.
You know, I don't like Rush Limbaugh, but I think you might be taking that a little personal. I don't think excellence implies superiority. You can have, like, a lot of stuff be excellent. Like, it's not like, I don't think it's necessarily I'm better than you kind of thing.
So what should we say? The superior broadcasting something.
Yeah.
From the superiority in broadcasting mega complex.
I like it. I like it.
It's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful.
But we'll just drop the whole Adobe Radio thing when we go on the air. We'll just say Extreme Bits from the superiority. From what was it? I don't know.
Mega from complex. The I'm better than you and I've had sex with your mom broadcasting complex.
Live. Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I think we should have a different name. Studio 69, Howard Stern stole from us. And he uses now. We've been using that for years, and he stole that from us.
Of course.
He says that he always comes up with things first, but this is one of the first things he's actually stolen from somebody. And it happens to be us.
I got to tell you, it's kind of obvious. He probably didn't know he stole it.
Nah, I got to tell you, he has minions that go out, and they listen to other shows, and he gets ideas.
Are we keeping a scorecard? Because this is not the first time someone has stolen something from us.
We're like the prophecies of radio.
Prophets.
That should be what we come in on. The prophets of radio.
Bringing you the gospel from the holy center of broadcasting.
Yes. Yes, let's offend everybody.
The holy center of broadcasting.
I love it.
It'll sound like we're a Christian show, and the people will tune out right away.
If you're
from
Christian.
The My God is Better Than Yours studio.
Or they'll send us money.
Yeah.
You can donate to the Holier Than Thou Broadcasting Network at extremebits.com. We do accept PayPal.
We could change it up. We could say the synagogue of broadcasting.
The synagogue.
From the tabernacle.
The tabernacle.
No, we just call it the tabernacle. That's the name of the studio.
How about Mecca?
That's like overdone a little, I think. The whole word Mecca. People always just use Mecca, Mecca, Mecca. Like, they go to McDonald's like this is the Mecca of cheeseburgers.
Yeah, but we're equal opportunity here, so we got to incorporate all of them.
I feel like
Holy
we're...
Holy Center works. Holy Center works for all religion.
The Holy Center of Broadcasting, yeah.
Yes. I like it.
But then we run the risk of people thinking we're a Christian show, right? When we come open the mic. I mean,
yeah.
And if they do, they listen, money, it's going right. to be awesome. Because then I'm like, oh shit, this isn't holy at all.
From the holier than thou broadcasting network. I don't know.
We'll think about it.
Yeah, we'll work on it.
We got a couple old nominees there.
Or we could do something with Antichrist.
From the Satanist Church in Denver.
Scientology, maybe?
From the Scientologist mega complex.
Now people will really hate us for that. We'll I like the Satanist idea.
From the depths of Satan's hell.
The ninth circle.
See, now it sounds like we're going to talk about how we make human sacrifices or something.
Cool.
Yeah, okay, Scorpio.
Yeah, we're mysterious. Got to play. Got to keep it dark. Mysterious.
From the Excellence in Scorpion Slaying Broadcasting Mega Network.
Say what?
We slay scorpions.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
I don't want to go into it.
Okay, fair enough. The Excellence in Broadcasting Center.
Yeah. We're back at square one. Yeah. Why don't we just stick with this?
Maybe it's just time to stop.
Yeah.
Here's
stop
something
the
I thought,
show or stop this?
This little thing.
Oh, okay.
We'll think about it.
Stopping the show?
This little thing.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I want to talk about
my bad.
I want to talk about the listener callers still. Just for a real second.
All right. 888-99 Adobe.
No one has yet done what we've asked them to do. We had multiple.
I was thinking about it. It could be that we were on the delay, so when they were calling, they didn't hear what we were asking them to do.
Well, now we know that we're cleared out. I have just cleared out the phone lines.
Finally.
And
thanks for calling. We can get to everybody.
Here's the template when you call into the show. You call in, you compliment us first off the bat. After that, you comment on what we're talking about at the present moment.
And if you do not do that, there will be consequences.
And we'll ridicule you. We're telling you how to get on our good side, okay? And if you don't do that, then you're not going to be on our good side. 888-99-ADOBE. That's toll-free, by the way. That's 1-888-994-3624.
I just want someone tonight to call in and just say, you guys are awesome. I love you guys.
Well, keep that in mind because I have something I wanted to. I was thinking about this the other day. And what would you guys do if one day you're surfing the internet, clicking on different sites, maybe they're adult in nature, and then you come across naked pictures of your mom?
Of your mom?
Your own mom.
Oh, my God.
What would you do?
Oh, my God.
What would you do?
Honestly, I think about killing myself for like a split second, then I just get on with my life.
Naked pictures or actual video?
Just naked pictures.
Why would you click on the video?
No, I'm just asking.
The video isn't just going to play on its own. You'd have to click on it.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't peruse the internet for porn, though. So.
Bullshit.
What would you do, Jason?
I don't.
What would you do,
what
though?
What would I do?
If you found a naked picture. And you could tell she was like maybe 22 or something. Or even that, weirder yet, like yesterday.
Huh.
What would you do?
I'd be pissed.
Pissed.
Yeah.
What would you do, Eddie?
I'd be disgusted. I'd be pissed, disgusted. And
I'd probably go puke right away.
Why would you be pissed, though?
Caller, you're on the air. What would you do?
Someone put the picture up on the internet?
I was thinking she put it up herself.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Not enough detail in the story.
How about the caller?
The caller.
You are on the air, sir. Or ma'am. Hello.
I think they're asleep.
Okay, get rid of them.
Yeah.
Yet again proves my point that they can't listen.
But that's the question we're posing to the audience as well. What would you do if you found naked pictures of your mom on the internet?
I'll tell you what the kid from Weeds would do.
Whack it?
Yeah.
Wacky, wacky?
Yeah.
The
little boy from the TV series Weeds found a naked picture of his mom. And
if your mom was that hot, wouldn't you?
Hell yeah.
Possibly.
Hi, you're on the air, caller. Hey, what would you do? What would you do, caller, if that were you?
What do you do first? What do you say?
Hi, yeah. Hello, you're on the air. Hello. What's with these people?
Hello, you're on the air.
Okay, what's the first thing you do when you call into the show?
Comment you guys, and you guys are awesome.
And so
thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, so what would you do if you found naked pictures of your mom?
I've been listening to you guys all night tonight, and I really wasn't enjoying that. Pretty funny shit.
Thanks, awesome. Man. Okay, perfect. You're a great caller. And what's your name, where are you from?
My name is Marco, and I'm from New York City.
All right, Marco, what would you do if you found naked pictures of your mom on the internet?
Probably puke my brains out first and then be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Now
I'd probably call my mom and be pretty pissed at her.
You'd call her up and you'd...
Confront her? That's so awkward.
Yeah, how would that go? How would that conversation even go?
You would have to.
What? No fucking way.
I probably wouldn't be able to look at her with straight face.
Would you maybe, like, print it out, go to Kinko's and get it blown up and print it out and, like, have it unveiled at the Thanksgiving dinner?
I don't know.
I would try to get it down so you'd have to confront
her. I don't know. I actually wouldn't know how that would go. It'd probably go strange if I probably peek my brains out even more.
Now, my question is for Eddie. Eddie, what made you think of this? Did you find pictures of...
No. I mean, like...
Where was the URL?
I swear to God, I didn't think that would be leaked onto the internet from my phone. So, I'm sorry.
Oh. You son of a bitch. I thought it looked like a cell phone picture.
Sorry. Didn't have a high quality phone.
I was like,
at
least she could have gone to a classy pornographer, but she had to go to Jason.
You didn't know it was me, did you?
Damn it.
Sorry.
Jason, when we go on break, can I take a look at that?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's actually like one of my wallpapers.
No. Yeah, that would be pretty disturbing, though, if you saw naked pictures of your mom on the internet. I mean, what do you do? I mean, after you see your mom naked like that, and you're probably like mid-whack, because you're probably like...
Yeah, you already got it out.
You're stroking.
You've been working at it.
You're going to a bunch of websites.
Not the first picture you saw.
You just were you're watching Jenny McCarthy for a little while, and then you remember that she's a crazy bitch, so you're like, okay, let's find a different chick.
Yeah.
And then you come across your mom.
Yeah. And you were already touching your penis. So for a split second, you were touching your penis looking at your naked mom.
What if you were in mid-climax and your mom popped up?
Do you finish?
I would commit suicide right after that.
Does the climax go back in? Like, retrograde? Like mid-squirt, like get drawn back in by the power of gravity.
You do the same thing you do with the shampoo bottle if you accidentally squirt too much. You just squeeze your penis and it... Try it. If you ever accidentally squeeze too much shampoo...
You just let go.
If you ever accidentally fill your entire hand with shampoo on accident, just like squeeze the bottle and then, you know, suck it back up. Try it.
It's a good idea. I thought it was
a common thing. I guess I'm a pioneer.
Try it.
You guys should try. Yeah. I guess I'm a pioneer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
888-99-Adobe is the phone number. And thanks, caller, for calling in.
Eddie's like the Dr. Phil of masturbation.
It's time to get lube.
Oh, boy. And Chris is Oprah.
Hey, it's fucking rich as shit. I can live with that.
Yeah, but you're not.
I'm not.
But you're really not, Oprah. Chris, I want you to masturbate more often, especially when you don't feel like it.
Okay. Sage advice.
Chris, I would like it if when you do masturbate, you try not to have your dog in the room.
Well, who's going to get the peanut butter off my nuts?
Have you ever masturbated in front of your dog?
No. You?
In front? What do you mean? Like, hey, look at this. What do you mean in front?
Well, I mean, the dog's in the room.
And
not like, hey, watch me masturbate, puppy. Oh. What the fuck do you mean? Was that what you were saying? You thought that's what I meant?
Yeah, I thought you were like, hey.
No. That's fucking weird, dude. Your mind is weird.
I thought that's what you said.
No, in front, it means in the room.
Is that what you thought?
No, I was with Jason.
Everybody thinks the way I thought except you because you're fucking weird.
Oh my God,
Oh, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I'm sorry.
And, anyway. what were we talking about? I lost my train of thought.
Something about masturbating in front of your dog.
Right, yeah. Never done it. No. It's kind of weird.
You know...
Like, they make me uncomfortable. Really, I go out of my way to make sure they're not in the room.
Yeah. You know what's really weird is having sex and your dog's in the room and all of a sudden, like, you finish and then all of a sudden it looks up and it's like, got this look on its face. Like, what the fuck were you doing? And you're like, get out of here! Stop it. It's strange.
Yeah. But that's uncomfortable.
But I've never actually masturbated and...
Yeah. Now I remember what I was going to ask, Eddie.
Yeah.
So would you confront your mom about that whole porn thing?
No, I probably would pretend like I never saw
it. Yeah, yeah. I would just fucking bury that. Like, I would just go into denial. Why would you confront your mom?
Yeah, what are you going to accomplish? Well,
yeah, what are you going to prove?
What's going to happen?
Off the internet?
So, Mom, I was masturbating on the internet, and I saw your naked body. Should we have a conversation about this? I feel like we should talk.
You could say one of your friends saw it.
What are you supposed to do? Print out the picture, then like put it in front of her and say,
yeah, what's she gonna say? What's she gonna say?
Okay, like, I have a follow up.
Is that something she's supposed to tell you? By the way, be careful when you're on the internet browsing for porn because you might come across a naked picture of me. Is that something you want her to tell you?
A heads up would be nice.
There's a couple keywords you shouldn't be searching for while looking.
Don't search for donkey anal, okay? Whatever you do.
Ass to mouth, don't do that either. So, Eddie, I have a follow-up question.
Blumpkin.
What if you found... okay, so what if you found pictures on your friend's computer of naked pictures of your mom?
Oh, shit.
What would you do then?
Oh, man.
Now, that would be... That'd be something else.
Oh, yeah, my
then you
God.
You gotta confront the friend. How do you not say anything?
Maybe he brought it.
Maybe he, there's no excuse for that.
Yeah. But that's.
I think first thing you do is you take their computer and you smash the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
That's kind of mean.
Smash the fuck out of your friend.
That's kind of mean.
Taking naked pictures of my mom, Jason.
Who said it was naked? Or who said you were taking the pictures?
Well, don't be saving naked pictures of my mom. All right. Don't be masturbating to naked pictures of my mom. You dick. Don't do that. You don't do that.
No.
Gross.
I didn't say it was me. Fuck off. Stop talking to me. It's Eddie.
You brought it up. God
Eddie.
Damn it, Eddie.
I can't help it.
I had to tell him. Sorry, Eddie.
Well, what would you do if your mom was, like, really hot? Wouldn't that suck? Like, like supermodel hot.
You'd probably do the double take. Like, she'd come up and you'd look away and then you'd kind of look back for a second.
No, I mean, you couldn't blame your friends. I wasn't talking about you being attracted to your mom. The hell are you talking about? Banging your mom?
Hey, if she's hot, she's hot. That's what Chris thinks.
You'd do a double take on his own mom if she were hot.
You wouldn't?
I don't know.
It would be a reactionary.
You could not. No, yeah. That's not reactionary. No.
Yeah, but you'd probably have like a seventh sense or a sixth sense. seventh because M. Night stole the sixth. So you'd have a seventh sense that would just tell you it was your mom.
Sure. Caller, what do you think?
No caller.
Oh, we lost that guy a long time ago.
Yeah.
I said thank you and he hung up.
Oh.
Caller.
I was like, what?
Someone answered.
888-99 if you want to have the last word on the big show.
I have a question. Well, you know, let's change the tables a little bit. And what if a girl found a naked picture of her father?
Ew.
I don't know. I guess you'd have to ask Megan.
Yeah, well.
Can we bring the newswoman Megan
I was hoping maybe a female caller would call in with some insight
too.
As well.
888-994-3624.
What if you're perusing the internet and all of a sudden, you know, doing your womanly masturbation to internet porn?
Womanly masturbation.
And you found a naked picture of your father.
I would tell my mom.
But what would you do at that exact moment? Would you stop masturbating?
Oh, I'd be so sicked out.
Would you be traumatized and never look at porn again?
Now,
probably, yeah.
Would you like just click away from it and try to finish still, or would you?
No. No, you'd be done. No. Oh, sick. No.
Okay.
Well, Jose.
So you'd tell your mom. What would you say?
I'd be like, you know, Dad does porn.
No one said porn. It's just naked picture.
But what if you lost the link because you closed out of it and like your history wasn't there for some reason and like you could never prove it?
I'd find it.
No, what if you couldn't?
Well, then I'd assume it wasn't my dad. And I would just pretend it wasn't my dad in my head.
Denial.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Mm.
So your solution is to convince yourself that in your head that you think you made it up in your head. And then, like, what kind of mental issues would you think you had, like, down the line? Like, yeah, why am I seeing my dad's face on naked men on the internet?
I don't think I would.
I think you would. I think you'd have issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would. You definitely would.
You can't block that out of your mind forever.
What? My dad.
Every time you see him, you'd be like, did I see you naked?
Like, wait, do I know you?
I know you from somewhere. Other than
then you
dad.
See him with his shirt off at the pool it and you're like, wait a second.
There is a third nipple.
How is seeing him on the internet naked different than seeing, like, accidentally walking, I don't know.
Oh, whoa.
Wait, what?
That's way more awkward.
You've seen your dad naked.
I haven't seen my dad naked in the last 15 years.
Okay, so you were what, like 10 last time you saw him?
Yeah, maybe.
10? 10-ish?
Yeah. Definitely under elementary school.
And how did that make you feel?
I don't remember seeing my dad naked.
You don't remember.
She's backtracking.
Everyone's seen their parents naked, though, right. I'm pretty sure. Like, when as a child.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Eddie, you have.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris says he hasn't.
I don't think so.
He's repressed that memory.
You shower when you were a kid. By yourself?
Well, I can't remember that far back.
Right.
I can't remember any detail, but I remember it happened.
Yeah, I remember it happening,
little
but I don't.
Boys have seen their moms naked way more than their dads. Same with girls.
Yeah, because then they get arrested.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys have all seen your mom naked so many times. You guys all came out of your mom's vagina.
Yeah, but we're talking about if you find
my mom had a C-section.
Oh. Wow. Snap.
So you've never come into contact with your mother's vagina?
No, I haven't, sir. Huh. No, I have not.
Tell me where.
So you've never seen it?
Tell me where your mother's vagina touched you.
We have gone in some strange fucking directions.
Yeah, we're trying to keep that Scorpio theme going all night.
Mysterious.
And dark.
Yeah. I need you to act more like a Scorpio, Chris.
Don't deny who you are.
Dr. Phil should just let us take over a show for one day and see what happens.
Did you see that the man with the golden voice on Dr. Phil?
Yeah, Dr. Phil's like, listen, you're going to get fucked up again on a lot of drugs. I just know it. And then like he puts drugs on the table and he's like, you want this, don't you?
Really?
Pretty much.
He had like
it's so fucked up what he did.
They said he had like just his grandchildren and his children. There was 20 people there.
It was ridiculous. Yeah, Dr. Phil rounded up all of his family members, brought them on the show.
Man, what that guy's life has been like upside down.
Seriously, and now
you're living on the street. Then you're all of a sudden an instant, you know, celebrity.
Yeah,
quasi celebrity, and then all of a sudden your whole family is just in front of you and. Telling you how
on Dr. Phil
and how much you hurt them and
Dr. Phil's fat face is there yelling at you.
And now the guy with the golden voice, is in rehab.
I swear Dr. Phil drove him there for ratings.
I don't think it's ratings. I think Dr. Phil has stock in a rehab center and he directs him to that center. His stock increases.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
It's one of the worst things that Dr. Phil has ever. He's not even a real fucking medical doctor.
He's like the new Martha Stewart, insider trading.
He is almost a psychologist.
No, but he's not. He's like, he has a doctorate in like history.
Yeah, this is doc. I think his undergrad was psychology or something.
Is a lawyer?
I thought he was like English or literature.
Oh, that's right. He is a lawyer. Now, would you take?
I'm not allowed to talk.
Would you take it? Would you take fucking mental psychology advice from a fucking lawyer?
If he was smart enough,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So you, wouldn't you?
Would you have to see a psychologist or a lawyer if you were?
Well, if it was free, what would you do? Psychologist won't see you for free. A lawyer will.
National television. That's where I'm going, I guess.
Yeah, I wouldn't ever go on national television. Dare my dirty laundry. I wouldn't do that in the first place. Doctor or lawyer or whatever. I
would. What if you got $10,000 for it?
No.
15.
No, no.
20,000.
No.
30,000.
Keep going. Lay 100 G's on me and I'll think about it.
You're a bastard.
Sorry, I don't want to fucking the whole world to know my shit, you know? Fuck that.
I was going
to
see your material
person. I don't need
person.
Fat fucking housewives from Missoula, wherever the fuck, Tennessee, judging my goddamn actions.
Dude,
she can go to hell.
Missoula's in Montana, bro.
Whatever.
You don't
saying,
need it.
I'm just
are
saying.
You saying there's no Missoula in Tennessee
yeah,
or wherever?
That.
Yeah.
You don't need
okay.
it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Chris, you hear the music. You know what to do. It's Chris's final thought.
Sure is. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Hope you enjoyed the show. Covered a lot of ground this week. A lot of ground. Let's see. We covered the Zodiac. Some superhero weird sex shit came up. Well, I think it's obvious, though, what we all learned. If you're going to call into the show, you got to stroke our egos. You got to tell us how much you love us. And then you got to talk about something fucking relevant. Not even joking. You got to contribute something if you're going to call into the show. We love having callers call into the show. And you heard a couple examples tonight of us keeping some callers on the air for a little bit and just having a dialogue with them because they were contributing. They were coherent and they were on meth. And we were happy to have them. But if you call in, you gotta. You just don't be a dipshit. Eddie?
Well, I'm glad, Chris, that you're finally on my side of the fence as far as callers go, because you. I think you're finally understanding why I get upset. We have to deal with people like this. This is somebody who left a voicemail just a second ago.
Is using McDonald's internet kind of stealing it from the government? Because I think it's free. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It was relevant.
That's
though.
Not productive.
Actually,
no, it was relevant.
But it was.
I didn't even hear what she said.
It was an hour. It was an hour late.
There was,
it sounded
they were
like
using
gibberish.
The internet at McDonald's.
Yeah. But it was an hour late. I mean, it's
internet
all,
at McDonald's. What does that have to do with anything?
We're talking about the internet. And
I made an offhand comment that had nothing to do with the topic at hand, and she decided to call in an hour later and reference that.
So meth heads need not call in.
Yeah.
We don't want your...
Well, meth heads can call in as long as they contribute to the show.
Yeah, but they can't.
Yeah, but if they can't.
They're meth heads. They don't
they
know.
They can't.
What if we're talking about meth? Or where
we
to find
have
a
been talking
drug
about meth.
You know, if we're talking about meth, I want a recovered meth addict, someone who's off the meth, to call and tell us about their experiences. Don't go out, grab some fucking crystal, come back and smoke it, and then tell us how it's going.
You know what? For all these callers who are dumbasses who call in, maybe we should get like a counselor in here and talk to them and see if we can get them off meth over the radio.
Maybe we can change some lives.
What's extreme intervention.
The
from
Holy
the
Center
Excellence Intervention Broadcasting Center.
The Holy Center of Broadcasting. Healing people around the world.
Through the power of Christ. And
he
your donations.
And or all of. That's how you roll.
Extremebits.com is a website. Xtremebitz.com. Our podcast is there. And you can stay in touch with us on all of your favorite social networks, Facebook and Twitter. Links up there. It's Adobe Radio, Extreme Bits. Till next time.